Hi, this is Steve Barish filling in right now for Dr. Fred Bell. He will be on maybe in a half hour, 15 or 20 minutes. I am his co-host. My name is Steve Barish, and I just got back from a place called Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. I was down there yesterday and the day before, and I went to Watkins Glen and had a wonderful time. It rained down there. I was going to join the BMW car club and learn how to handle my sports car. I have a 427 Cobra, so it's a little spry car, and I never got a chance to run it around the track or learn anything because of the rain, but I saw Ferraris and Porsches and all kinds of beautiful cars, and it was really a lot of fun. But what I want to talk about is Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. Wellsboro, Pennsylvania is a gorgeous area. It's basically, well, it's really, really beautiful. It's located, let's see, about 50 miles northwest of Corning, New York. And it's off US 6 and State Road 287. And it's right in the center of a railroad track that was built in the 20s, and the railroad ties have been taken up, and they just completed a path that's 70 miles long from Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, all the way down to Camden. And that's not Camden, New Jersey. That's Camden, Pennsylvania. And you can walk. You can ride a bike. You can jog. You can do anything you want. They even have horse and buggy rides, and they have the old Conestoga wagons that you can take down, and they talk about the paths and what happened back in the 20s when it was all built. But they have an inner rim and an outer rim that are about 1,800 feet high, and the look of it is absolutely gorgeous. It's the Grand Canyon of the East, and I was lucky enough to go down there and discover some new paths that I haven't taken before. And so if you ever get a chance to go to Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, it's one of those areas that nature just pops right out at you, and everything is so green and plush. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago when I was there, we saw an eagle's nest, and the mother and father were training this baby eagle to fish, for fish in the stream there. And it's really a magnificent place to be. I stayed at a travel lodge down there, and it was absolutely beautiful. They had an indoor pool, and I love swimming, so I swam for an hour and a half and did the sauna. So it's really, really a beautiful place. They have a gorgeous restaurant there. It's in a hotel, and it's all European, and it's a fabulous place to be. But I'm here filling in for Dr. Fred, so that's enough of that. What we want to talk about is, for me right now, I love to help people as much as I possibly can, and if you decide to call me, we do have phone numbers, and we're willing to help you. I believe that I heal a lot of people on my own show, which is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. That's on tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and we're willing to help people a lot. Phone number here is 1-888-815-9756. What I wanted to talk about tonight, basically, is the universe, keeping time with the universe. When we open ourselves to understand more of what we can understand and let the rest of it go, we actually open up to a much higher realm of energy, and that is keeping time with the universe. If you allow yourself to let go and you keep your mind clear and you keep your heart clear, they do join together. And the cells in your body, everything itself in the body, will align to the universe and, of course, to the Almighty. So if you are on a path and you want to make that kind of connection, please meditate. It doesn't matter what kind of meditation you do. It's only important that you do. Let everything go and just allow the universe to flow inside of you. Allow yourself to be free of any kind of will, of any kind of understanding, because what we need to do is to let things go and allow things to happen. What I'm talking about, basically, when I was taken to Cheops in the pyramid, the Great Pyramid Cheops, it was an astral travel, and I was taken to the center of it and opened up to the universe of the pyramid. And what happens is that it goes into total transparency. And in the inside of the pyramid, you will see the universe very, very close. I can't explain to you other than to tell you that the lines, the transparency of the pyramid itself is absolutely beautiful. Now, I've got a pyramid in my home. It's a gorgeous little pyramid. And the other day I was playing with it, and I was taking my thumb, and I was running down the bands of the pyramid. And I got heart, I got lungs, I got pancreas, I got liver, and I'm starting to understand that there's a lot more to the pyramid than I ever even thought of, and I know nothing about the pyramid other than I was taken there and shown these beautiful sights inside the pyramid. So I can tell you that when you open up, let everything go, and you will see amazing things that really, really are just absolutely true to form. So there's a lot more to the universe than what we even know, and I'm just a student, and I still think I'm in kindergarten with all this, but it's really a beautiful thing to look at when you open up your mind and your heart and allow everything to be cleared by the universe and by the Almighty. There's nothing that we can't do. I think what we need to do is just open up and allow that to happen. But anyhow, the number here is 1-888-815-9756. I guess what we can do is talk about the super receptor. The super receptor is absolutely beautiful. I have one that's 18 karat gold, and it's just really, really beautiful. And the first time I ever wore a nuclear receptor was probably about 10 years ago. And the idea of it is to allow that to clear you in time. And every day there's a new rhythm that happens with the nuclear receptor. And I'm very receptive in that I can feel what's happening with the receptor. And I've seen darkness come out of my back. I've seen my blood change. I've seen the DNA change, the RNA change. I've had toxins come out of my brain. Toxins come out of my heart. So I know it's real. I know it works. And it's absolutely amazing. I've been wearing one again for about 10 years. And it's really, really fantastic. The other things that Fred has, I've tested a lot of his projects. And I'm sort of Fred's guinea pig. And I use a lot of the equipment. The projectors I have in my office, I have three projectors now. I just lent one to a friend of mine. But the energies of the projectors are so powerful that when people come into the rooms, they actually feel the energy of the projector. And the projector itself has pyramids, and it's about 9 inches long, about 5 inches wide. and anything you ask for, you will receive. It might be today, it might be tomorrow, it could be in a few days, but it does work, and it's extremely powerful. I know that in the center of my room, from the three projectors I have, there is a ball of light in the center of the room, and my ball of light is about 2 feet around, and it's quite powerful. It comes off the projectors. The projectors, as I say, have pyramids in them, and the projector itself is always firing energy to the center of the room through the, I guess it's a crystal that sits in the stone and actually generates that energy. Now, what I see on the projector is that at the top of the projectors themselves, there's a small stream of light which comes out and goes to the center of the room through the stone. So it's absolutely amazing to see, and the energy is extremely powerful. What happens as I'm working is it's very conducive to anything that you ask for. I've never seen the energy shake, change, or maneuver itself in any way other than it just very, very steady. Once in a while, there will be a stream of light, but it's so strong, that to look at it, it's really, really bright when it hits the center of the room. So that's what I see with the projectors. The nuclear receptor, however, is a whole different ball game. What that does is that if there is carbon monoxide around, it will keep that away. Any kind of poisons, any kind of things that are in the air, that will actually keep that away from you and keep you clean. We suggest that you wash wash the receptor once a day because of the residue of radiation that is found on the earth, and that keeps you very clean. So there's a lot that can be done with Fred's equipment. It's absolutely just phenomenal. I have no idea what his X1 healing machine is. I understand he's putting that together now, but that's really a fabulous tool to use. But again, if there's anybody out there that needs help, please don't hesitate to call me. Phone number is 1-888-815-9756. We do healings, and we do whatever you need, or we will talk to you about the nuclear receptor or projector and have a lot of fun as we're working with them with you. The other thing I wanted to discuss is that with these instruments, you'll find out that when you start opening up, you'll open up more to who you are. And who you are is very important, because the more you open up, the more expansive you become, the more help that you'll become with the universe and with everybody on the planet. Now, what I do basically is that I can bring light down from heaven right through a person, and it connects to Mother Earth. People that can see will actually see the light at the center of the earth, and that light is brought up right to the face, to the surface of the earth, and it's meeting with the heavenly light that's coming down and the heavenly light from the center of the planet. And we've had some phenomenal things happen. We've had phenomenal healings. It's a lot of fun to do that with people. People are such wonderful beings that call, and we have so much fun on the radio. I know Dr. Fred, he does a lot of talking with his about his products, and they really, really do work. The RNA and DNA, what I've been able to do with the RNA is actually, the DNA is actually, it comes out of the body and is cleared pretty instantly and goes back into the body. So when you do open up to the universe, when you do open up to different things, that will help you tremendously. So people that are on a path, please Just let go. Let nature help you. Let God help you. The universe is there. It is filled with light, love, happiness, and tremendous humility. And it's just absolutely the most beautiful thing to see. The light, the energy of the planet, the light, the energy of the universe is absolutely incredible. Even the darkness, and this is something that people need to get over. Dark does not mean that it's negative. Dark only means that when we look at the universe, when we get out into the ethers and it starts getting dark out there, there is much knowledge in the dark as there is the light. We need to take both in. We need to look at it. If you want to be one with the universe, you need to look at both colors. Both have tremendous knowledge, both have tremendous givings, and both have tremendous love and compassion. And it's so important to be able to use those kind of energies in your everyday life. I do massages all day long, and the one thing that I learned is that when you're dealing with people, you have to let go. You have to be responsive to everybody that comes to you. So the idea of it is that when you let go, you're bringing all the love from the universe through you. It does take a little while to clear, and it does take a little while to understand what's going on. But your best thing to do is just to let go. The understanding will come in the way of super consciousness, which is the voice of silence. The voice of silence is God. It's the voice that tells you what is right and what is wrong and what direction to go in. If I'm massaging somebody, I will have direction all the time, and what I need to do is to listen to how many strokes a certain area needs. And what happens is that when you let go and a person has a problem, let's say, in the scapula, it could be from the big toe. You need to listen to your own voice. You need to listen to the voice of heaven and just follow that voice. Whatever it tells you to do on the body, that's what you need to do. Wherever it is, it could be the big toe, could be a finger, could be wherever it is on the body, and you need to touch that area. I've had people's scapulas just go pow just by touching the big toe, and I'll get this voice, and the voice will tell me, you know, touch the big toe on the top part, the right part of the big toe, or the left part of the big toe. So it's very important to listen to the voice of silence. There is nothing more powerful on the planet. You need to allow yourself to let go and understand that there are abilities out there that we can tie into that can give us the freedom that we're looking for. So the idea of meditation is to let go. If you can just get in touch with your meditation and not even think of anything, no mantras, nothing, and just sit there and listen to silence. Listen to the voice of silence. Listen to maybe no voice of silence. And just whatever you need to do. If you need to work with a mantra, fine. If you need not to work with a mantra, that's fine too. I don't use mantras, but when I go into a meditative state, I just let everything go and just tie myself into the universe and into heaven's arms. And that's what I do. And I just let everything go. So I think it would be fabulous for us to do a little meditation as we're talking here. And what we can do is I'm putting out energy right now, and hopefully the people that are listening are feeling that energy right now. What we're going to do is the people that are listening, we're going to balance them. We're going to ground them, and that's happening right now. So I hope everybody that's listening can can feel that energy. I'm pretty well sure you can. I know I do it on my show. And people get really zapped and zinged, and it just feels really wonderful. So just take a moment and just let everything go and tie into the energy. Just, that's it. That's wonderful. And allow yourself to let go. Feel the power of the universe that's coming into you. Feel the power of the Almighty. That's it. This is a wonderful way of just teaching people about meditation so they can feel the energy. And that's wonderful. We're going to do this for about another 10 or 15 seconds. The people that are listening and need to be cleared, they're being cleared now. So you should be able to feel yourself grounding and being centered very quickly. So I think it's really wonderful to do that kind of work with people. I think what we'll do is give you about another 30 seconds to be in touch with that wonderful energy. This is not coming from me. It's coming right from heaven. I'm just a conduit like anybody else. That's it. Just feel the love that's pouring out of the universe to you and pouring from heaven. That's what it's all about. Good. Good. I don't want to spend too much time on it. I know you're feeling very relaxed right now, the people that are tuned into it. But we need to discuss more of Fred's products and more of where we're going with these products. I'm waking more up to the energy of the projector now than I am the nuclear receptor, and I'll tell you what's happening for me with the projector. The projector for me, I bought a solid platinum projector, and it has a gold bridge and four diamonds in it, and it's extremely powerful. The transition that I went through has also been in transparency, and the transparency seems to be helping me tremendously. It just opens up a variety of different types of energies that I'm opening up to that are really, really powerful in terms of dimensional healings. And that's what I ask for, that I can heal people with these, with the abilities that God has given me. And so I don't ask for anything other than to be able to help people as much as I possibly can. So that's where I'm at, and it's been given to me, and I really love doing the work that I do and being a part of Paradigm. And it's really wonderful to be able to come on the radio and use wonderful energies to do a lot of healing with. But the ability is from heaven. And the more, as I say, as the more you open up to the energies, the more that you'll be able to heal, the more that you'll be able to see. Your peripheral vision will be very clear. When you start clearing yourself on the inside with the nuclear receptor and the projector, what will happen? First, the nuclear receptor will clear you. And the more that you meditate, the more you open up to the greater divide of energies that are inside of you. And what I mean by division is that we have tremendous energies inside of us that are really, really great. And the more dimensional that we open up, the more divisional that you'll see different kinds of energies, and they become one. So it's really, really beautiful to see. Now, what I mean by division is that the energies, if you open up to, let's say, the second dimension or the third dimension or fourth dimension, that's really important stuff to do. What happens is that when we are up, we're working in the first and second and third dimension. As we're sleeping, we can work into the fourth dimension. The idea of that is to be able to work in the fourth dimension without going to sleep. And that's possible through a lot of meditation, a lot of training in terms of getting your mind very clear and getting your body very clear to be able to do that kind of work, to be able to do God's work. And so it's very important to open up to these kind of energies, to be able to take yourself further than you've gone before. And that's something that we need to do. It's something that we need to get past to be able to do healings that are on a earthly plane level, and just not one country, but all countries. And the way to do that is to let go. And I think it's really important that we use the nuclear receptor and the projector in terms of energies that can be profoundly used within us. And I know it's taken me years to get here, but I think with the nuclear receptor and the projector, it's really helped me advance very quickly in other areas that possibly I wouldn't have been able to open up until I got to my 70s or 80s. So I believe that the energies that can be used are there. We just need to tap into them and touch them and realize that God has given us gifts. And it says in the Torah, the five books of Moses, that every day God opens things up. Every day he opens up everything brand new and fresh every day. And that's the way we need to look at things, that we get up in the morning, that everything is new and everything is fresh and everything. God creates creation every day, and we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to get in touch with that energy, to tap into that energy. And the best way to do that is to let go. The more we hold on to our old devices, the more we hold on to our old ways, the less you're apt to open up to these new energies. So that's why I'm saying is to let go and let God just filter through you. Because as you let go, the energy is so profound. It's really amazing to use. And what I've done around the world, I've had people call around the world, and I've told them to hold out their hand, and just like I'm going to shake it. And I take my hand and just push it, and people can feel it right away, that their fingertips would get hot. And the reason that is because everything on the planet is attached together. There's no unattachment. And the universe, the aura is actually universal, and it does go to heaven. It's there, and it's tied into the Almighty. So to think that our aura is only 4 or 60 feet or whatever the case may be that people are talking about, it's eternal. What we need to do is just open up to it and tap into it and allow ourselves to let go and let God come through and let the universe come through and just cleanse yourself. And the more you do that, the more you open up, the more you'll be balanced, the more grounded you become. It's really interesting how it works. The more grounded you become, the more balanced you become. Things that matter don't matter anymore. What we're doing is creating tremendous healing. And sometimes what we'll do is that we can walk down the street and our auras are so clean that you can walk into somebody's energy and change their life forever without even knowing what you're doing. And that's the most beautiful part about it, is that the highest good that we can do is something that we don't even know we're doing. So the more we open up to energy, the more we open up to heaven, the more energy that's given, and the clearer we can operate whatever we want to do. Now, what I'm talking about is that we need to use our imaginations, and our imaginations are so powerful. I know last night I was playing with my hands, and I was putting fire into the center of my palms instead of seeing light. I was seeing fire going through my hands and through my feet. So I'm just playing with the energy and finding out that we can do anything we want. And it's just amazing what we can do. So the idea of using energy and to be able to do anything we want with it and to be cleansed by it, that's what's beautiful. And the idea of it is that, you know, in the day of Solomon and Sheba, I mean, they used tremendous energies. They didn't watch television or radio, and they were tied into these energies that are so powerful. Even I'm still learning about them and hope to learn about them for years and years to come. But the most powerful thing to do is to tap into these energies and allow yourself to open up. Allow yourself to be free to express your own expression in ways that you never thought possible. And that's getting in touch with the true truth of who you are. And I'm starting to understand. I used to get sayings, I still do. I would get them right directly from heaven. And the first one I ever got was, to me, the truth is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. And I believe that what God was trying to tell me is that when you open up to the truth of yourself, there's no limit. There's absolutely no limit. And the flower being God, the flower being the truth of everything. And what we need to do is to tap into that energy. The second saying I ever got was, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. And what that means is that when you glow, when you open up to the aperture of the universe, you're glowing. I mean, you're just there. I mean, you have everything that you need right there, and that's the lovely part of it. So what I'm talking about is don't be afraid. Get in touch with the energy and use it. Use it well, and don't be afraid. If you have a teacher, discuss it with him. If you don't have a teacher, call me sometimes. I'm more than happy to help, and we can discuss it. My phone number is 585-746-8321, and that's my cell phone. And I use it for work, and I use it for pleasure. And I get a lot of phone calls on it, and we talk, and we get things cleared up, and that's what we want to do. And what I do for Fred is this, that when people call for necklaces, and I'm in the area somewhere along the way, they'll give me a call, and I can tell people what kind of stone to use, and it's fun. If they have a necklace and they have stones, I can actually change the stone to the color that they want. In other words, if they have a stone that's an emerald and they want an amethyst, I can actually put the amethyst energy into the emerald, and they can feel whether that's right for them or wrong for them. Whatever stone it is, we can do that and have a lot of fun with it. And so it's a lot of fun to work with people and to be able to help them and help myself at the same time as I'm learning. So there's a lot to do. And I remember that when we were out in California, Fred and I, and he gave a wonderful, wonderful talk. And then he asked me to do my energy stuff, and I brought down three pillars of light from heaven, and there were about, I don't know how many people in the room, maybe 500, and they were feeling this energy from heaven. And I was walking up the aisles, and they were feeling the vibration coming from me, and people wanted to touch my arms and my fingers, and so it was really interesting to do, and all it is pure love and dedication to working with the Lord, and that's what I do. And I do wear my nuclear receptor, I do wear my projector, and they absolutely do work. So they're fabulous tools, but the best tool that we have is our mind and our imagination, and that's what's important to do, and that's what it's important to use. I wish Fred was here. We could talk about the inoculations, but I can't do that without him here. He knows more about that than I do, and I understand that we're getting a lot of information from television and whatever about these new things that are coming out, and it's really we should really talk about that. But again, Fred knows more about that than I do, and I would love to discuss that with him. Hopefully he'll be on the air with me and we'll have a lot of fun with it. And this is his show, so I hope he comes on soon. His birds are wonderful. I have a lot of fun listening to, he's got a little boy bird, and boy, he really squawks. He really lets everybody know he's there. And he's a fabulous little bird. And so we talk about the birds he has. He wanted me to buy a magazine and learn more about birds, but I was still learning a lot about the universe and the way that things work. And sometimes what I'm doing is allowing even that to go so I can get more info as much as I possibly can and help as many people as I possibly can. So that's what I'm doing, and it seems to be working for me and my guests that call on the air. It's really a lot of fun being on Fred's show and knowing that he's got such a great show. But anyhow, getting back to the nuclear receptor, I also had platinum on it, I believe. Yes, I had platinum and diamonds. And as you move up the ladder with these nuclear receptors, they become extremely powerful, and your knowledge becomes even more, because the more you open up, as I'm saying, the clearer we become, the clearer that we understand about things that we didn't even know about before. And the voice of silence really opens up. So when somebody's talking to me, instantaneously I'm getting a message for them, or I'm clearing them with some kind of knowledge that I'm getting right from heaven. And it just goes right through me to the person. So I really thank Fred for the necklaces. They really do work, and I just thank God for everything he's given me. There's such wonderful gifts out there that everybody has. Everybody has gifts. I'm just not the only one, and there's a lot of people out there that if they would take a moment just to tap into this energy for 1 second, things could change. Things could change the planet. Things could change yourself. It's just absolutely wonderful knowing that there are people out there that are compassionate enough that want to help the planet and help everybody on it. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to do the best we can to heal Mother Earth and to bring the energies in that need to heal the planet. So that's what it's all about. That's what we're doing. And it's just wonderful to know that there are people like Fred Bell that are making these wonderful instruments, and they really, really do work. The idea of wearing the nuclear receptor. The nuclear receptor basically was designed by Fred Bell and I believe the Palladians and NASA. And it looks like a disc. It looks like a small 2-inch disc. And the amount of energy that's put into this disc and goes into the body is phenomenal. It either comes with 3 wings or 4 wings. The wing is where the stones sit. And the energy is taken in through the light, through the gem itself. There's a little hole, and on the other side is the pyramids. The pyramids, the energy goes around the pyramids, goes through a little hole, and that energy is maybe 1,000 times more than what you're used to getting, and it really cleanses the body. It just cleanses everything in and out and around the body. And the idea of it is that the more you wear it, the more you're cleansed, the more you open up, the more that you'll be able to receive, and the more you'll be able to help yourself and other people with you. And that's the beautiful part about it, is that we really need to help each other and to realize that we have the power to change the planet. We actually do have the power to be able to help other people and to change the planet to what is best for us and everybody else on the planet. So it's an amazing tool. It's amazing because it's not really something that's out there on the open market other than the only one I know of that's making this kind of projector or nuclear scepter is Fred, these things really do work. I've had other necklaces, but they don't compare to this. The first time I saw Fred's necklace, I was in Toronto. And believe it or not, this is a true story. Fred was giving a lecture and showing people what this necklace can do. And the amazing part about it, I don't know how many people were in the audience. There was quite a few. And Fred walked up to me after the show and looked me right in the eye and said, "This necklace would be good for you." And I went out and I told my wife about it, my ex-wife. And we went out and bought two silver receptors right away. And we were never sorry for it. I wore my silver receptor for 8 years with a blue sapphire. I never changed the stone for 8 years. It seemed to work very well for me. Maybe the idea of it is that I was able to change the color back in those days and to be able to help myself even more that way. But I know that I wore the blue sapphire for 8 years, and the changes that came to me were so profound. I know that I was cleaner in my mind, and I started, I'd like to eat better. I'm trying to lose more weight. I've lost 18 pounds in the last 4 months, so I feel really good about that, and so I just want to live a lot longer, and Fred's been on my case to do that for a long time, so I'm really working hard on it. But please, if you do have a necklace, wear it. If you do have one, wash it every day because of the radiation that's on the planet. It will actually clear the radiation off the necklace. I don't dry mine. What I do is that I wash it and just put it right on my shirt, wet, whatever the case may be, and just let it dry naturally. I don't believe in using anything other than what I do. I take mine to a jeweler. He puts it in his machine. They clean it. I've tried toothpaste. I've tried everything in the world to clear my necklaces. And the best thing that I found, basically, was to take it to the jeweler and let them run it in their machines, and it comes out really beautiful. So if you do have one and you need one, please don't hesitate to take it to a jeweler and have them clean it, chain and all. Just let it dip it in, and they come out really beautiful. I've got a friend of mine, Bob, who just got a diamond in his nuclear receptor that he was wearing for 2 years, and he loves it, and he's really enjoying himself with the nuclear receptor. So the idea of these things is that the growth is phenomenal. I've been working on Bob for the past 2 years, and his energy has changed considerably, and he's in a diamond in 2 years. So it's really powerful, and it's really great stuff. I believe everything is speeding up right now. Why? I don't know. I know that there is a lot more energies coming to the planet, and I think that if we tie into those energies and allow that to really transpire, I think that we're making changes rapidly, and I hope that's the correct word, transpire. What I'm talking about is allowing the energies to freely go through us and to open us and to clear us even more. So that's what I'm talking about. And the more we do that, the more profound we become, the more open we become, the more love we become, the more profound we become. And it's just absolutely wonderful. to be able to feel that kind of energy flowing through you, all through your blood, your veins, your arteries. It's just fabulous to feel that energy. And what I'm doing is that I'm telling you what I went through and the clarity that happens when you connect to the universe. Let the universe cleanse you. You don't even have to work through it. You don't even have to try anything. Just allow the universe to come into you. Your body is truly an instrument of God. And if you allow that instrument to be cleansed, the reason for the nuclear receptor and the projector is that it does it a lot faster than what I've been able to do. I've been doing energy work for the past 35 years, so I understand that letting go for me is wonderful, but using the projector and the receptor has really helped my growth, and it's really been phenomenal. The other thing I have is a master crystal. Now, the master crystal is quite a piece of equipment. I have mine under the table, and it's quite clear. It's a very, very clear crystal. I think it weighs about 80 pounds. And my clients have been able to tell when their bodies are getting warm or whether they're getting cool. It's all according to the energy that's needed in the body. I've been able to see the crystal actually just send shards of light where it needed in the body. In other words, let's say you need something in the first chakra, the fourth chakra, or you need something in your leg, I've actually seen the energy change and go right into the part of the body it needs. I've had people tell me that the energy is warming up their tummy or they feel cold somewhere else, but the important thing is that this master crystal has its own agenda, and it's really beautiful to see because the energy is so pure coming from the crystal. It's filled with light, love, compassion, harmony, and it really does make a big difference. So the master crystal being tied into the universe, I believe, is helping my clients tremendously and myself too. So there is a lot of knowledge in a master crystal. There's a lot of knowledge in the other crystals, but the master crystal, I can't even tell you or begin to tell you how powerful it really is. I'm just starting to see the energies of it work even more. And the more astute I become in terms of watching what happens with the master crystal is that the energy is so pure. There isn't anything about the crystal that is bad or negative or anything of that nature. It just pours out pure love. And I know that it's coming from the universe. I know that the crystal is absolutely absolute. And it's just wonderful to know that God has created such wonderful things on this planet for us to use. I mean, the herbs and the crystals and different things of that nature are so powerful. To be able to use that kind of energy is just absolutely wonderful. If there's anybody out there that needs to talk to me, please don't hesitate. The number is 1-888-815-9756. And we're willing to help you as much as we possibly can or to answer your questions as much as we possibly can. But I'm having a lot of fun just talking about energies of the universe and what we can do with the energies that we have within ourselves that's so powerful. So the idea of being able to be open, to be able to make changes in your life, holy cow, it's just absolutely wonderful to be able to feel the energies of the planet and the energies of the universe just align itself. It's just really amazing to see. The energies that are within us, if we can just let go and allow these energies to be pure, allow to just run through us, you'll find that you'll clear. I know it might be a little frightening at times, but the frightening part of it is that when you're feeling something that's really heavy or feeling something that's really that really feels scary, that's coming from us. That's not coming from the universe. What the universe is doing and what God is doing is putting this pure white light through you. And what you're doing is actually getting rid of these negative energies that are inside of us. So the idea of it is to allow this energy to flow through us and allow it to work. The more we allow it to work, the more that we change, the more that we are available to the universe. So the idea of it is to flow, is just to flow every day with the universe, to flow with God. Listen to what he has to say. I know that there's a lot of times when I'm meditating and I'll be taken up to great white light. And I think it's really important that that light is to be used with all the love that we can muster up. And the way to do that is to let go and allow that energy to flow freely through us. I know on Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, I've seen so much energy come through when they open up the Torah or the Ark where the Torah is restored. I've seen angels just surrounding the Torahs, and they're just amazing to see. And the energies of these giant people at the end of the service, where they go out into the congregation, gather their sins, come back up. Now, this is true. This is actually true. I've been able to see this. They are about 9 feet tall. They come right down. They go out to the congregation. I can see them whipping around, collecting everybody's negative stuff, come back to the Bima, which is the head of the congregation, right up to where the Torahs are, and just disappear. So the idea of it is that we need to be able to let things go, to be able to feel that kind of energy, to be able to know that it's actually real. And those things really do happen. They happen to me, and I suspect that they happen to a lot of other people that haven't discussed it. But there is energy out there that's so beautiful and so profound. It's just absolutely wonderful to look at and to be able to use these energies to be able to heal people. You don't be afraid. Just get in touch with your imagination and let your imagination soar. Allow the energy to flow through you. Keep it to yourself only until you get it to the point where you don't have to keep it to yourself. And allow yourself to expand and expound on the energies that are flowing through you. And what will happen automatically, those energies will open up. And you'll be able to heal people without them even knowing it. Or to be able to work with these kind of energies. And the amazing thing is that you can heal it. You can actually have these energies if you allow yourself enough time to open yourself up and be able to pass these energies through you without any hesitation, without anything. Just allow it to happen. So we do have these abilities. All we need to do is to tap into it and allow it to happen. And that's what I have to say about that. Anyhow, I guess Dr. Fred won't be on tonight. I hope that he's doing well. He said he had a lot of errands to run, so I hope we're having a good time here. I know I am. And I know that some people, I could feel the energies of a lot of people that are being realigned tonight, and it's really, really good to do. I do that on Saturday night, too. It's not that I'm doing anything, but I can feel people lightening up. I can feel them being more grounded, and I can feel them expanding. And that's really important to me to realize and to know that there's so much love out there, and people want to tap into it. They want to tap into more love. They want to tap into more compassion. They want to tap into more of everything that's natural. And that's what it's all about. We just need to allow ourselves to be kind, loving, and just give as much as we possibly can without restriction, because restrictions are restrictions. We don't need that in our lives. We need openness. We need love. We need compassion. We need understanding in terms of what we can do to help people and just be free and just allow that energy to flow through us. And nobody really knows God's ways. What we do is just open up to more love, and he just passes that through us and allows us to do whatever we need to do with it. That's what we do, is just open up more to this kind of wonderful energy that is out there that we can tap into, and it's just so lovely to do. So that's why I'm saying, when I was in Wellsboro, out in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, to be able to walk on these paths and to be able to see the tree spirits and the forest spirits and to see the colors greener, and, you know, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And it's something that we should all do, is to get out there and just see the earth for what it is. It's absolutely gorgeous, and so much to be able to be free with and to be able to use that energy. Just hug a tree. You'll feel the energy flow right through you. It's just so beautiful. The other people on the show that I've talked to, Don, and let everybody know that I love everybody, and I love everybody on the planet. And we should really be honored that we have these kind of feelings and to be able to share it. So thank you so much for allowing me to be in your heart, and I hope that you feel a lot better. And I'll talk to you next week with Dr. Fred. Take care now. Bye-bye.